Now, it's not a secret that excess fat isn't good for you. It can put you at risk of developing a number of chronic diseases, from obesity, heart disease, diabetes, fatty liver disease, all that fun stuff. But did you know that we have different types of fat in our bodies, or that having excess fat, specifically around the belly, is potentially the most dangerous? Here to tell us why is Dr. Evelyn Parr. She's a research fellow in exercise metabolism and nutrition at the Australian Catholic University's Mary MacKillop Institute for Health Research. Evelyn, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Tess.
So I was quite surprised actually to find out that there are different types of body fat. Could you tell us about some of the different sorts?
So the two main types of body fat are the visceral fat, which is the fat that you can't see that's in and around your organs, and what we normally attribute to our body fat, which are subcutaneous fat, which is the fat sort of underneath the skin that we can kind of pinch and feel and sort of go, oh, there's fat there or there's fat there.
And fat around the belly, I was reading as well, is potentially the most dangerous. What is it about that is so concerning?
So the visceral fat that's in and around the organs is obviously close to all of our vital organs. So it's close to our heart, it's close to our liver, close to our kidneys. And when that fat seems to be a little bit more active in terms of it releases more stresses into the bloodstream, and they're right by those organs. So it acts on those organs and we end up having higher risk, as you said, of diabetes, of metabolic syndrome. So it's not only where the fat is located, but the activity of it. Our fat that's sort of under our skin is a little bit more passive. It's not 100% passive. It certainly has a role to play, but it doesn't release these adipokines or these sort of hormones into the bloodstream that then sort of act in a negative manner. So it's really useful if we do have less fat around our middle, if possible.
And so for men and women, I mean, we naturally have different bodies, different, I guess, places that will store fat. Does that mean that one gender over the other is potentially more at risk of certain diseases?
Yes. Men certainly have a higher amount of visceral tissue, fat tissue, so more fat in and around the organs than women seem to. Women seem to have a lot more subcutaneous fat and certainly store around the thighs and the upper arms more than men do. As to why, I'm not 100% sure, but that definitely means that although we sort of, you know, place a lot of importance on aesthetics and, you know, having, you know, narrow hips and not a lot of subcutaneous fat, it's really the fat that's inside that's more of a problem. And for men, when you do see sort of a bigger waistline and a bigger belly, that normally means that there is more there is more visceral tissue as well as subcutaneous tissue. So although they're not sort of explicitly one-to-one sort of ratio, if you do have a bigger belly that's protruding, you likely have more fat in and around your organs as well. So that does mean that men have a higher risk of some of these disease states than women.
And one thing I wanted to ask as well, I mean, at some point we've all turned on the TV during the day, there's nothing on, and you watch those 10-minute infomercials for machines, and they're like, oh, it will banish fat in this specific area. Is that actually possible?
Not that I know of, no. We're pretty well genetically programmed. I think most people know that, you know, there's certain things that run in our genetics, and our body shape is no different. We are our body shape, and because of, you know, one or both of our parents, and we... So it is very hard for some people that don't have a lot of fat sort of around their legs and they're more middle heavy or an apple shape. It is harder to lose fat from that area compared to somebody like myself who carries it a little bit more around the legs and the arms, and therefore it's the stomach that sort of it loses from first. We lose our fat from first. So we can't really be sort of picky like we can with a muscle group where if we do a bicep curl, we're going to work our bicep muscle. We can't do the same in terms of losing fat. It's more of a slower, more consistent process of, you know, having a healthier diet, moving more, and for some people using medication.
And so just before I do let you go, in an ideal world, I guess, what should we be doing? Should we all be doing 100 sit-ups a day to try and reduce our risk of accumulating some of this excess fat?
I think it's just consistently keeping moving. So making sure that we're not sitting for prolonged periods of time, making sure that we are getting enough activity that's sort of stressing our heart, making sure that we're not, you know, leaving those that fat tissue sitting in there and not having to do anything. So just keeping regularly physically active. It doesn't have to be sit-ups. It's certainly a small muscle group when you're doing something like that rather than walking where you're using a lot more, you know, sort of upper body and lower body. So keeping physically active, I think, is the most important.
Well, Evelyn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Tess. Thank you.
That was Dr. Evelyn Parr. She's a research fellow in exercise, metabolism and nutrition at the Australian Catholic University's Mary MacKillop Institute for Health Research, chatting with us this morning, telling us a bit about the different types of body fat and some of the dangers of having excess around your belly. There you go. There's your morning motivation to get up and maybe walk home. Sometimes I will go the extra train stop home and get the extra 15 minutes walk back. So I don't know. There's my motivation to do that for the day.